Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Scott Weiss alongside Christian Bartholomew, and we're coming to you live today from Dallas, Texas for the first annual Scotty Bart Sports Show. Today, we'll be giving you a recap of scores from the weekend, talking Jesuit sports, interviewing our mystery guest of the week, presenting you with our athlete of the week, and finally giving you a preview of things to come in Jesuit sports.
Quite a week it was, Scott, all throughout the Jesuit Metroplex. Let's go ahead and get started. In baseball news, the varsity Jesuit baseball team secured a tournament victory in the Jesuit Classic. Despite an opening day loss to Poteet, they quickly rebounded and won four straight games against BL, Texarkana, Kyle Lehman, and Rockwall. Most notably, a 22-5 win against Kyle Lehman.
Now, Christian, I heard there was some controversy following the loss to Poteet. Apparently, some of the members of the varsity decided not to go back to class. Can you offer any insight?
Yes, Scott. Several of the varsity members, their names are going to be withheld, but several of the varsity members did not go back to class at the appropriate time. Now, the game was at 10 o'clock, but several of the varsity members were not found within school, you know, premises following that loss to Poteet.
Interesting decision by Coach Jones deciding to bench those players who failed to return to class. He also called up Michael Scanlon from the JV to make his first varsity appearance.
Michael Scanlon, you really got to admire the calmness that he displays on the baseball field. He comes in, a call from Coach Jones, minutes before the game, shows up, plays solid defense in right field, and you know what? Gets a hit to boot.
That is an incredible display of poise and just raw athleticism from Michael Scanlon.
Now, Scott, what is your standpoint on the skipping class controversy? The student athletes, they were asked to be back in class by 12:30 following the game. Now, their game was at 10, they were let out at 12 o'clock. What is your standpoint on them getting back to class in time?
I really like the standpoint by Coach Jones. He made his point clear. He wanted his athletes back in class. They are student athletes, the first word of that being student.
Mm-hmm.
We place a high emphasis here at Jesuit on our academics, and that's really what separates us from other institutions.
You know what? Despite all this controversy, though, the Jesuit team really came together this weekend, and after that opening day loss, I'm really proud to see them pulling out a victory. They beat two very tough teams in Texas High and Rockwall. I mean, what did you see, you know, watching the games?
I saw a stellar offensive performance in almost every game. Our offense looks like it's got some real potential this year, and we could do a lot of damage in district play, even against powerhouses such as Samuel and Sunset.
All right, Scott, now let's move on to some other sporting news.
Jesuit soccer started the week strong with a 7-2 victory over Skyline. Eni Bryce had a hat trick, and goals from Will Diebold, Owen Kalis, Brandon Osier, and Hansel Reyes helped Jesuit take the 7-2 victory.
You know, Scott, that's just an absolute smashing by the Jesuit Rangers over Skyline. They are really coming together at the end of the season and displaying their powerhouse mentality.
Unfortunately for the Rangers, they followed that with a 3-2 loss versus Richardson. However, Owen Kalis did find the back of the net yet again.
You know, I was talking to several of the soccer players this week, and they were really telling me how Richardson was a really, really tough game for them. You know, I wouldn't be surprised, though, to see Coach Charlie DeLong rallying the troops once again and leading them on to a district championship.
Look for big play from the Rowdy crowd featuring Gabe Arango, Owen Kalis, and Ryan Denninger. The Rowdy crowd really brings up the rear and the back, applying pressure to the opposition's offense and helping the Rangers secure more victories.
Boy, do they ever, Scott.
Only one more game left before the playoffs. It's time to get out and support your Jesuit Ranger soccer team.
Be there or be square.
Now we're going to go to Alex Wilcox for our interview of the week. Hello, Alex.
Hi, how are you, Scott?
I'm
doing. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, no problem. Always good to get a little diversity in here. Now, you're currently enrolled in water polo, is that correct?
That's correct.
How are things going there? I've heard a lot about this new coach, Dr. Ryan.
Oh, things are going well. Dr. Ryan has stepped in as assistant coach. We're having practice 3 times a week, and we're really looking to improve and have a great season.
I've heard a few complaints from some of the players, though, on the toughness of the practices. Care to comment?
Yeah, practices can be tough, but, I mean, you got to be tough to play a tough sport, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to tread water for about 45 minutes in a game, and
wow,
it can get pretty tedious after a while.
That's ridiculous.
Sounds like all that hard work's really paying off, though. How did you guys do this weekend?
This weekend, both squads, we went 0-2, but we made a lot of improvements from the first game to the second game. We're just working on fundamentals, and we think if we come back in and have some hard weeks of practice and stick to the fundamentals, that we can get some W's on the board.
Now this is a new sport for Jesuit, isn't it, Alex?
It's actually been around for, I think, 2 years now.
Really? Honestly, I had no idea. Huh.
Excuse me?
Well, who's really looking like a superstar this year for the water polo? Who's really carrying the team?
There's no, we don't like to pick one player, you know. I mean, we all put in our fair share of effort and hard work, and it's really just a collective unit, and we like to say that as a team we're improving, and as a team we're a superstar, if you get what I mean, like a superstar among teams.
Really sounds like Dr. Ryan's fostering the right environment for a group of young men and really trying to establish a solid group to make a run deep into the water polo finals.
Very true, Scott. Now, Alex, quick question, just right before you go. Water polo, that's without the horses, right?
Yes.
Okay, just a quick...
It is sure. Played in water, and horses seem to have a tougher time treading water than just walking through it.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised, though. You can really get some good stallions in the water, and they can really make a big impact on the field.
Thank you so much, Alex. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Anytime, Scott. Thank you.
Now is that time of the show for the Jesuit Athlete of the Week.
The athlete for the week is... Michael Scanlon.
The purest... most athletic kid you know. Now, Michael Scanlon, a little bit of background for you. Junior here at Jesuit, plays on the JV team. Now, on Friday, following a little bit of a controversy with the skipping class we talked about earlier, Michael was called up by Coach Jones to fill in right field for the varsity baseball team.
Really showing his poise and true character, Michael stepped up without any hesitations, played a stellar game in right, and even contributed a hit at the varsity level. Scanlon stepped up to the plate and delivered a sharp line drive into right field for a base knock, really showing his ability to stay behind the ball and drive one the opposite way.
And really at a pivotal point in the game, Scott, runner on first, one out, moves the runner over and secures himself a spot on the base path.
And that, Michael Scanlon, is why we tip our hats to you this week and nominate and select you as our Jesuit Athlete of the Week.
Now is that part of the show, Jesuit, where we give you the upcoming schedule for the week. In baseball, Jesuit visits W.T. White for the first district game on Tuesday, 4:30. This is going to be a really pivotal decision. Really is going to set the mood for the whole season. Please, come out, support your Rangers.
It's going to be important for us to start off the season with a nice district win. Later on, we've got a soccer game. Jesuit will take on Sunset at Sprague Stadium Tuesday the 22nd at 7 p.m. in their final district game and their final game before the playoffs.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a great first day for the Scotty Bart Sports Show. I'm Christian Bartholomew.
And I'm Scott Weiss.
Sun's out, guns out.
Good day, Jesuit, and may the good news be yours.